explosions in Indonesia's mining industry has the potential to elevate the country to a global player status. Speaking at the Indonesia AI Day for a mining industry forum in Jakarta, he emphasized that AI can automate tasks such as supply chain optimization and accelerate exploration cycles for environmental analysis. But they also noted that utilizing AI technologies like machine learning, computer vision, can significantly reduce processing times from a week to mere hours, enhancing efficiency and sustainability in mining operations. Indonesia's premier mining exhibition is set to convene global and national industry leaders, including Shell, Clough, NK, Bank Mandiri, University of Indonesia, GSMEA, Cinemas LDA, to discuss mining issues and innovations. A three-day event aims to foster business and investment partnerships, providing a platform for exhibitors and visitors to exchange insights and establish collaborations. Organizers emphasize the exhibition's role in enhancing Indonesia's mining sector by facilitating connections and international mining companies. That was the news.
We are approaching the afternoon here in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Yeah.
And of course, we are almost approaching the, not the rush hour, but more like the lunch hour. Yes. And well, listener, speaking of lunch, usually during lunchtime, the streets of Jakarta is not going to be crowded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because
they are eating.
They are eating, but contradictory to that, it could also be crowded because they are looking for food. They're eating.
Well, yeah, that is actually true. During the rush hour or the lunch hour of the Jakarta Indonesia, have you ever got stuck in traffic?
Oh, of course, I got stuck in traffic. Especially we ended the morning session of Indonesia Today and lunch hour and rush hour, so I got stuck in traffic a lot. And also it's very time consuming, but still, it's not about the traffic, it's more of the heat.
Heat?
The heat is very, very hot when it's like 12 o'clock in Jakarta, Indonesia.
I super agree with that, especially for me, I use motorcycles to go to work.
Yeah.
So like, I'm being burnt alive.
Yeah.
Like crispy Ray.
Yeah, crispy Ray, that's crispy Ray over here, so traffic plus the heat equals crispy Ray.
Speaking of the lots of things happening and also the congestion happens in Jakarta, here is a song from Nadia Yunda with Jakarta.
Hamlet, similar to the village, similar to the septic.
Under the Rain with the Bohujan, or The Rain Under the Rain.
Ooh, very romantic.
Very romantic indeed. And sometimes, the listener, the best weather I love is actually the rain, because there's no snow here.
Hot here, and here, it's not snowing.
Yeah, and I love the rain. I really love it so much, because rain, first, it's not hot. It's, even though it makes us, you know, wet, but I love the temperature, I love the wind, and I love the smell of the rain.
Oh, I was about to say and mention it. The smell of the rain is beautiful. I don't know how to explain it, but it feels like homey, cozy, and just...
Yeah, the earthy smell that passes through your nose. Yeah. But sometimes, it's really interesting, because when I was a kid, I keep saying to my friends that, I think it's going to rain, I can smell it. Have you ever felt...
No, I only smell the rain after.
You only smell the rain after
it's rain.
Oh, you don't smell the rain before it comes out.
Oh, are you? Do you have like some sort of like superpower or something?
No, but like, when I was a kid, many kids my age knew something, they can smell the rain. Maybe like, I mean, me and you doesn't, our age gap isn't that far, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you never experienced it?
No, actually, and I got this culture shock, I might say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's something new for me.
Because, in the old days, I feel old. In the old days, when it's about to rain, I feel like an earthy smell mixed with earthy wet smell.
Yeah.
And then after that, the rain suddenly pours down.
Oh,
usually happens like that.
So a lot of kids, and back in the old days, a lot of kids actually behave like the Bam Cargo.
Yeah, we don't have
the Bam Cargo.
Yeah, Bam Cargo. The K stands for the kids.
Yeah.
And the listener, if you have your favorite weather, maybe you can send it through our social media. You can send it through
our Facebook account on the Voice of Indonesia, and also Instagram, VOI_official, TikTok, VOI_official, and also really please email.
Email account and VOIListeners@gmail.com. Also, our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. So my favorite weather is the rain, and Yinka, your favorite weather is?
Also the rain.
And also the rain. And so, speaking of rain, stay tuned with us, because we are going to rain you down with lots of songs and entertainment, all on Voice of Indonesia.
From Southeast Asia, specifically in Bhutan, Burma, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a compound or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cold to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a bowl made of wood or lap stones. Then leave it for 1 to 2 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Once the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied, the solid is called kabuki.
we're going to say hello to the discoverer of the rich and diverse flavors of Indonesian coffee at Helsinki Coffee Festival 2025. And for those of you who are coffee lovers, maybe Anika can tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia actually invites you to explore the unique world of Indonesian specialty coffee at Helsinki Coffee Festival 2025. From the smooth floral notes of Gayo and the bright citrus of Kimberley to the rare and distinctive flavors of the Luwak and Toraja, Indonesia offers a wide range of coffee profiles rooted in tradition and crafted with care. Just like, I think nowadays we're familiar with Bajawa's coffee, Kursai coffee from Indonesia, and I think the coffee lovers should come to this festival. It's on 25 until 27 of April 2025. The venue is at Helsinki Cable Factory.
Yes, and also, over listener, there are ticket giveaway opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Who doesn't want free stuff, right?
Yeah,
they are free stuff. Indeed. And how to get it? They are offering a chance to win complimentary tickets to the festival. Check out their Instagram at Indonesia Helsinki for further information. And the giveaway closes on 24th of April. Actually, it's yesterday.
It's actually
yesterday. And the four winners will be selected and contacted via direct messages.
Oh, so by now they already have the four winners.
Yeah, maybe if you win or maybe did you, submit it before. Maybe make sure to check your Instagram DMs because you are going to be contacted. And, well, listener, speaking of coffee, I would like to ask you, Anika, what kind of coffee do you like?
I'm a basic girl.
Basic girl.
I like my coffee as, milk coffee.
Milk coffee.
With less sugar.
Milk coffee, less sugar.
Yeah, it's very likable, easy, and I can find it everywhere. How about you, Ray?
For me, my favorite type of coffee is latte.
Latte.
But currently I'm falling in love with P60 type of coffee.
P60 type of coffee. Can you tell me more about that?
It's a manual brew coffee where you grind the coffee yourself using traditional grinder and then just, pour it down with simple, slow steps.
Oh.
It's slow brew coffee.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So the taste is different from the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
P60 is really interesting because the way you choose the coffee beans is actually, super unique. You can choose any beans that you want and make it through the same steps, but comes out with different taste each time.
Wow. So, even though you're using the same beans from the same, we would say, packaging for the same brand, it would still have a different taste.
Yeah, depends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Depends on how you make it, actually. But for the masters of coffee makers, they create the same taste over and over the same because they know how to do it and how to prepare it. So, it's not going to be different, but the taste is super good.
Oh, wow. I learned a lot about coffee just from your basic information.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure the our listeners can learn a lot more from the festival.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee Festival, Helsinki Coffee Festival, so make sure to go there because it's actually today is actually the first day and you guys still have 2 days after this to go to the Helsinki Cable Factory and enjoy your coffee there.
And indeed, your weekend.
Yeah! Welcome to Indonesia, it's time to check! Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia!
I'm gonna make you mine. Thank you. I've been here long.